Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In fact, what some people call the gospel has been a message of condemnation. You sorry rascals, you sinners, you're dying and going to hell. Well, that's not good news. That's bad news. He didn't say when the bad news that you're all going to hell is preached to every nation. But what? Not just good news, not just gospel. What did he say? The good news about the kingdom. Well, we're not going to be, you know, fired up to proclaim the good news about the kingdom throughout all the world if we're not excited about it ourselves. And the kingdom of God hasn't even been real to folks. And so many people have just had a fly under the radar attitude about life in general. Do you know what I mean by that? Well, I don't want to get involved. You know. And you got all kind of Christians don't even vote. I'm going to say, what's wrong with that? Everything. Everything. That's one of the ways you are a witness. Actually, some of the church stood up and was a witness in this last presidential election. Some. I doubt 2/3. You understand what I'm saying? The figures, I've heard some recently, and they're just pitiful. One senator was telling another individual, he's talking about, you know, the church was going to support. He said, you can't count on the church. He was a Christian himself. Stood up for what's right. He said, but you can't count on the church. He told how many the church gave into his campaign or helped him. When he's standing up for righteousness, he's standing up for what's right. But he said, you can't count on the church. Well, can the Lord count on the church? He needs to be able to. We are his representatives in the earth. And that's one way you are a witness. By finding somebody that you believe is going to stand up and stand up for what's right and stand against what's wrong and stand up for God in the church, and then all of us should stand up and go, yeah, this is what we want and this is what's right. You know, you got a few people that have the ear of the media, and their whole mentality is the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The louder you are, the more people are going to notice you. And that's not our way. Doesn't have to be. But we should, at the right times and situations, all show up in mass. And act in mass. And vote in mass. And just our sheer numbers just squelches everything else. There are many more of us than there are of them in many regions of this country. And that's just in the natural. In the spirit, there are far more that be with us than be with them. Said out loud, I'm a witness. I'm a kingdom witness. So what is our big emphasis and priority in our very short life on this earth? Seeking first the kingdom of God, enlarging, increasing, advancing, putting forth the kingdom. Now, what's the first thing we're to do in advancing the kingdom? This gospel of the kingdom. That's our number one priority. Are you with me now? So many times churches get crosswise and get distracted and off course with things. We should give to people. It's good to feed people. It's good to help people financially. But that's not number one. Are you with me? It's great to do good projects in the community and natural things and helps, but that's not our priority. That's not the main thing Jesus did. He did some of this, but it was not the main thing. And we're to do these things. It's part of our witness. But the first thing and the foremost thing and the main thing is to get the good news about the kingdom of God to every nation and tribe on the planet. Because when that's done, it's done. The whole thing is done. Then the end comes. We're out of here. Cease from our labors. Oh, glory to God. We got to get a little bit more excited about this. That's all right. We'll get there. We'll get there. Look with me. You're in Matthew. Back up to the fourth chapter of Matthew. Matthew 4 and verse 23. Jesus is our example. Is he the finest example of advancing the kingdom of God? Absolutely. So we pattern after him. And he is the king of the kingdom. Matthew 4, 23. Jesus went about all Galilee. And you'll see he did this again and again. This is mentioned more than one time. What did he do when he went out? Teaching in their synagogues and preaching social reform. Political change. Economic reform. What did he go proclaiming? Preaching is proclaiming it. Just proclaiming the truth of it. And teaching is explaining it and expounding it. He did both. And we need some of both. Right? Some of both. So he proclaimed it and he expounded and explained it. What? The gospel of the kingdom. Now that's what Jesus said had to be preached to all nations, and in the end comes the good news about the kingdom. Now help me a little bit. What is the good news about the kingdom? Jesus came. Right? He bore our sins. He bore our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace. He was made poor so we could be made rich. Right? And he's been raised from the dead. And he sent the Holy Ghost. Right? What do we have when the Bible says it gives the Father good pleasure to give you the kingdom? What do you get? When you get the kingdom, you get everything. Everything. Everything good. Everything. And so, even sometimes when people have proclaimed you can be saved and don't have to go to hell, it's been such a narrow, such a small part of the good news concerning, it's not just the good news about missing hell, it's the good news about what? The whole kingdom of God. And that this is just the beginning. He's training us. He's teaching us. He's molding us and shaping us for what? To rule and reign with him forever in the kingdom. We saw it. We're going to be rulers over cities. Not imaginary cities. Cities more real than Chicago and New York and LA. And that lasts forever. You. Most folk don't believe that at all. It's in the book. Right? And that's good news. Isn't that good news? We have a future. We have a real future. Glory to God. That's good news. That's good news. So you've got people standing out here, you know, educated people going, what's it all about? What is man? And what is life? And they theorize and write their poems. And because people think it sounds eloquent because it was spoken well, then we're supposed to teach it to our kids. No, what the whole world needs to know is not thus quoth the raven. but the good news about the kingdom of God. The good news about the kingdom of God. And you and I are to believe God for every resource. Like Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria say, preach this gospel from the top of the world to the bottom of the world and all the way around it. Is that not our commission? Is that our job? That's number one. Number one. Get this good news about the kingdom all over the world. Now keep reading. So that's what he did, and that's mentioned first. Number one, teaching and preaching the good news of the kingdom and what? And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Is that part of our ministry?
Yes.
Yes. And what you're going to see, we're going to go with this further. You'll see this is confirmation of the message. We proclaim God's a good God. God's a healer. God's a deliverer. God's a provider. He's a protector. Well, then if it's true, what should we see? We should see some healing. Right? We should see some deliverance. We should see some protection and provision. And this is proof that He exists. That He's real. Not just talk only. Not just word, but in power and in demonstration of the Spirit of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now skip over to the 9th chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 35, Jesus went about all the cities and villages. This is another time, but sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Teaching in their synagogues. What else? Preaching the gospel, the good news of, about the kingdom of God and
healing.
Every sickness and every disease among the people. Does that go with the message?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Witness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402K. That's R1402K, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.